Okay, I guess everybody's come and we should start. We are going to start with the meditation now. So I want you all to relax and we'll do a very short meditation. Be very relaxed. First thing you have to do is to remove the stress from your shoulders. Stop it. You have come to satsang. You cannot carry anything. We are talking about dropping even ourselves. So no extra luggage. Drop all the extra luggage that is there. Only carry yourself. That's all. And that's a lot of weight, trust me. Yourself also. So for now, just be yourself. Just be, just carry yourself with you. Stay in that place. That center that you feel is you. Now pay attention to your breath, the incoming and the outgoing breath, natural. Just watch the breath flow inwards and outwards. Now we will do some Ujjayi breaths. So bring your attention to the spine, the Sushumna. And move the breath up and down your Sushumna. We'll do 24, but don't count. Just enjoy as the breath moves up and down the middle channel. Remember to expand the belly as you breathe in and contract the belly as you breathe out. Let the breath be soft, unhurried, gentle. Stop the chai and just watch the breath again, the calm breath that now prevails after chai. The sweet presence within your being. Witness that some thoughts may come. Witness the thoughts. Witness your being, the sensation in your body. Mentally ask this question, mentally. Who feels this? Who's feeling this being? Who's witnessing these thoughts? Who witnesses the body? Who witnesses me? And shift your attention to that who witnesses all of that. Wherever you fall into is the witnesser. Just try to sink more and more into that witnesser. Don't go and look for the witnesser of that witnesser. Whichever you feel, you are able to sink into that spot which you feel is the witnesser. Trust that it is the witnesser. Do not allow the mind to interrupt the process of asking this question, who is witnessing this witnesser? No. Instead, trust yourself that you are already into the witnesser. You only have to feel it more intimately as yourself, or it has to completely open itself to you. But don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Simply fall into that what you call or feel as the witnesser, and stay there. Trust it. If the mind comes, ignore it. Now we come to the third meditation. The first was churning of through the breath of Ujjayi. Second was the inquiry. The third is I want you to bring in your consciousness something unpleasant, an unpleasant person, an image of an unpleasant person or a situation, recent situation or a past situation, or an event that is happening right now with you which is uncomfortable. Bring the image of that person or a thing or that event. and start processing all the thoughts, all the feelings that are happening with you at this moment as you think about it. Observe the agitation, the restlessness, the weird energy that crops in as you start thinking about it or feeling about it, the negativity, the poison within yourself. Now, don't judge it as anything, just accept it. It could be about your health, it could be about a member of your family, it could be about your friend, it could be about your colleagues, anybody. I want you to accept it fully in this moment. All the feelings, sensations, thoughts, negative or positive, both, everything. Now again do the step number one. Do the Ujjayi. Again. Take the breath. Again into the middle channel. Now stop the breath. And just stay in your center. Let the breathing be normal. Feel your sense of being. Fall back into that witnesser stage that you had witnessed, that you had felt, that you had remembered, known forever, for eternity, as that one which was witnessing, feeling, knowing everything in the foreground. at some place in your body you might feel a surge of energy, or you may feel a deep calmness, something that you can feel has shifted deeply inside of you. If it feels like this, know it that it has. The breath may slow down a lot. Or it may even move normally. But something within you feels shifted. Will feel elevated. It is that connection that you have made with yourself. You have slipped into yourself. Slowly open your eyes. Cross your hands. Let the energy move in your fingers. And rub on your face. One thing, please do not have water immediately after this. The reason is, you have just activated the fire within yourself, and by having water, you have diffused the fire. So please resist having water. It feels, you'll feel hungry or thirsty, and some of them will feel hungry also. Because you activate the cells. So you will feel the urge to have water. Don't put the water bottle next to you after you're doing the pranayama. Wait 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes to drink something and 20 minutes to eat something. Correct? Prashant, I want to ask you a question. I can hear you. Was it difficult to do this meditation?
No. In general, it's not about the difficulty of the meditation. It's just that bringing myself to start it.
I understood. But it was not difficult at all. You agree?
Right.
Okay, now I will tell you some secret. All of you. You have just achieved 10 years of natural evolution. 10 years. By doing this meditation today. I am not quoting out of my own thought and my mind. If you read the autobiography of a yogi, Yogananda ji says, one cycle of kriya, of ujjayi kriya, brings about 1 year of natural evolution. Natural evolution means there your brain cells create new pathways to enter into multi dimensions or create new synapses, information, how you process them and how you are able to deal with certain situations. That's how we have evolved over the years from apes to human being, human race, through naturally. But when we became, as realize ourselves as human race, we also developed the skill to speed up the natural evolution. Right now, what meditation we did is 10 years of natural evolution. We did around 24 or maybe more Ujjayi breaths. Am I right? At least. That's 2 years. Then we did the burning, which we did. That is 2 more years. By remembering somebody, the burning, the vasana, by feeling the energy. So that becomes 4 years. And we then went into the state of going back into the self. Remember, going into the self to go into the spot which witnesses everything. Simple 3-minute meditation of that. Who's witnessing our breath? Who's witnessing the agitation? Who's witnessing my being? And going into that state, 2 more years, 6 years, and 4 years you can add from my side, because we are together in satsang. So 10 years. Okay, don't take that 4 years. Okay, but at least 6 years. Okay, 6 years is fine. That I am not quoting. 4 years was my overzealousness. But at least you give 2 more years. 8 years for sure. 100%. Now see, whatever is the science behind it. If Yogananda ji has said it, there has to be truth in it. And I have experienced this too. 24 kriyas in a day. That's all. How much time it took? The whole meditation that we did today included churning, that is of our Ujjayi breath, then asking this question to whom, which is also churning. Then we went into burning. I don't know how much of you have remembered anything to burn or not burn, because you already churned. But you burned, some of them may have burned something. Some memory may have come. Some agitation must have come. After that, you churned again. See, this is very important. From churning, you went to burning. From burning, you went to churning again. You went to churning. This is a very important step. Usually people churn and burn all the time. No. You need to churn. You need to burn. Then you need to churn again. And last, you affirm. That means sit in that stillness. Sit in that peace. Sit in that bliss or joy or just your sentient feeling that you feel about yourself. The process. I'm explaining to you the process how to CBA. How to CBA in your daily life. Now if I say how to CBA in your daily life, it is just 20 minutes maybe in the morning. And if you are really very, very ambitious and you really want to progress, really, really want to progress, then you should do at least 2 or 3 times in a day, 24 kriya, or you are saying Ujjayi breaths, with a dvaitik who am I inquiry, with falling into the state of witnessing, a witnesser, the watcher. How much does it take time? 20 minutes. And what you are achieving by doing that in a single day, 6 to 10 years of natural evolution, that creates permanent new pathways within yourself, wherein you are able to manifest for yourself wonderful things spiritually and materially. It is the greatest investment that you can do. These 20 minutes to 40 minutes in your life will pay you more than any other job that you are doing. So, it is a great deal to have. If you don't trust me, read Yogananda's book. You'll know. He's written very clearly written there. Now, how we are going to do this? How? 20 minutes is not a problem. But how I'm going to chant? How I'm going to burn? Method also you know very well. But what does churning do? What is churning doing? My attention for a normal person is usually focused into outward things, outward all the time. By reversing the life force back, by bringing it back into the spine, which is the Sushumna, the middle channel, you are bringing the life force to turn inside, to within. Here in churning, you are exclusively paying attention to either the Sushumna or you are paying attention to the watcher who is witnessing it, who is the one who feels this. So churning are two things. One, the attention to the breath and the Sushumna. Please understand, which you have to do every day. 24 or more. Second, asking this question, to whom? To whom is this happening? To whom is this happening? To whom is this? Continuously. When you do these two, what happens is, imagine that there is a door, very, very strong door, which keeps you away from yourself, which is blocking you from yourself. And you, the real self, is on the other side. And you, this being who's trapped in this human frame, wants to go and reach to that ultimate absolute self. And you are trying to find a hole. You're trying to find a way, a key in that, a keyhole, so that you can go inside. But there is no keyhole. You have to make the keyhole. The door is completely locked, trapped. And the way to create that keyhole first is to do this pranayama, to do this meditation of who am I. Every time you create or you do this I am meditation of going into the beingness or going into the breath pranayama, that time you kind of create a hole in that door. Now when you create that hole in the door, you can peep inside. You can see yourself. You can see yourself. I am there. It feels like this. This is how I am on the other side. And you want to reach it. You want to feel it. You want to go and grab yourself. But there is this huge hole. The huge door inside. And there's a small hole. How will you go inside? So you're trying to find the key. You're trying to find the key. And the key is not there. There is no key. You can only peep. And as you peep inside and you see, oh, this looks so wonderful there. Ah, I can feel it. That's why you say, you know, ah, I slipped into it. You didn't slip into it. You can't slip into it. You can peep into it. You can only peep. You can't slip. Because once you slip into it, you can't come out of it. There is, the hole is not so big that you can go inside it. But what I'm going to tell you now is, you can actually go inside and break the door and go inside it. And how is that going to happen? How is that going to happen? It's not going to happen. You're not going to be just happy peeping into it and seeing the glimpse of yourself. Because glimpses we all have. We have surges, glimpses, samadhis, small little, small or big days, and then it goes out. These are all peep shows. They're all peep. That's all. They're not reality. They are, your reality is on the other side. So every time you create, you do this, coming back to the same point, every time you churn, and I mentioned churning as that thing, because what churning does is that it kind of gives a knock at the door. A knock. A loud knock on the door. So a piece of wood comes out of that door. Imagine one strong knock and a piece of wood comes out. One more strong knock, another piece of it comes out. You're removing the pieces from that slowly, slowly, so that you can tear it apart. And as the hole gets a little bigger, you can see more and more of yourself. I'm giving an analogy that is just created right now. Okay, it may not be accurate, but please understand what I'm trying to say. Please feel what I'm saying. I don't think anybody described that the way I'm describing it. But every time you do this, Ujjayi, every time you go into this, who am I? Or to find the source, you are actually hitting a knock on that door. Open it. Open it. Open it. That's what you're saying. And that's our real feeling inside, isn't it? We feel trapped. We feel that there's something that blocks us to reach myself. What is it? It's not going to be that how the other people say that, you know, oh, you know what? This is it. You're already that. This is, you got the glimpse, right? That's it. Now what else do you want? You've seen it once. That's it. No, it's not. You've not even slipped into it. You just took a show. You just peeped into it. Nothing else. So churning means continuously hammering the door that blocks me from myself. Continuously. How? Again, I'm repeating again and again. Two ways to churn. Pranayama, moving the breath into Sushumna. Second, asking this question to whom? Regularly do it. Even while you are working or sitting somewhere idle and doing nothing, why don't you do a little bit of pranayama? Or why don't you just ask this question to who? Who sits here? I sit here. Who is this I? Ah, remember this as a loud thud or a bang on that door every time. Open it. That's all you should think. You can even think like this. Open it. Thud. Hit it strong. So that you can open that door. And every time you hit it strong enough, one piece, big piece of wood will come out. Think like this. Feel like that, visualize like this, that it's going to come out. Now, why it doesn't come out, even if you do this? And this is the end of all teaching, because that's what people will say. Most teachers will come and tell you, this is all that you can do. You keep hitting, keep hitting, keep hitting, keep hitting, keep hitting. You hit so much that it breaks off the door. But there is another way which is much more faster, which I'm telling you, which is there on ISIP, what we do, and that is the burning. So step number two, burning. I'm explaining how to do it faster, more efficiently, rather than just doing this pranayama, which is churning, which is important, or the who am I, which is important because you're going to hit the door. There's no other way. You have to break it. But to get over this, continuously hitting it like you've hit a wall, how are you going to break it faster? You have to break it fast. The thing is, we can only do that through burning. What is burning? My life, if you see, or our life, if you see, is going to be continuously burning. As you start to churn, you'll automatically be made to go and face the world also at the same time. You know why? the answer is here itself. Because all the vasanas that you have laid in your human life, in humanness, have to be gone there and you have to deal with that. What consciousness or God wants to tell us is, you first face all that you have created in this world, in your humanity, collect it together, process it completely, and then knock at my door strongly. Okay? Again, we are going to do the same thing. But this time, we are not going to exclude the world. We are going to include the world. I am going to include my thoughts. I am going to include my emotions. I am going to include my family members. I am going to include my husband, my wife, my lover, my children, my everybody who I feel is in my life. These people, whoever are in my life, in my close proximity, my guru, my relatives, my everything, whoever you know, they are the reflection of your vasana. Understand? They are the mirror. They will show you what you are in reality. They will reflect to you what you truly are. So by running away from them is not going to be the answer. You have to be in the world again. You have to come back into the world again. After you have churned, then you start meeting all these challenges. Challenges are going to be there. Health problem, money problem, that problem, relationship problem. We all have various kinds of insecurity, anxiousness, and anxiety about various things. Children, this, that, everything, we have problems. We cannot just escape into the world, into the self, because the self will then throw us back into the world again and tell, first go and deal with this. Go. And the more I resist this world, the more I will resist that part of myself which I have refused to see first. Please understand. I had refused to see. I cannot be selective. No teaching which is selective, any teaching that is selective, is not complete teaching. Churning has its purpose and so has burning. It has its purpose. I cannot be selective about myself because the vow that I have taken, the oath that I have taken, the purpose of my sadhana is to know myself, is to know what I am completely. That means I must know my evil self too. I must know my dark self too. I must know it. I must know that part of myself which I have pushed under the carpet or thrown out somewhere so that I don't have to see that ugly part of myself. But there is no escape. Because unless and until you do not gather that too with yourself, or do not gather that also, you will not have complete power to move into the self and to break that door. So I'm saying, you have to go whatever the world gives you as an opportunity, you'll have to process all of these emotions, because invariably you are going to come across unfavorable events, unfavorable people every time, who will make you do exactly this. And you will be running away from that person, from that thing, from that situation, so that you feel you can find a fix in the self, but it is not going to be. That self will throw you back again into a situation similar to that, or to that same person, or to the same situation, or to the same thing. Till you do not find a way to know how to intelligently process this. Intelligence, dynamic intelligence. We require dynamic intelligence. Which means that every time this situation comes to me, I'm not going to shy away from it. And I'm going to get it done now. I'm going to collect, accumulate everything that I feel I have left unattended about myself, which means every thought that I felt was not, which I felt, which I judged was, cannot be me, should not be me, because he says so, then she says so, and spiritual people are not like that, and this is not like that, and that is not like that. As long as I am thinking this way, I am very much far away from truth, because you are selective about yourself. You are selective. You are not keeping the promise about who you are completely. You are not being honest. You have to be totally honest. You have to be completely naked to yourself and to God. There is no hiding. You cannot hide. It is impossible. So whatever feeling you are having, whatever emotions you are having, whatever things are going on in your life, accept it. Even if it is tough, do not say, I will accept it with joy. It is a lie. You cannot accept it with joy. I will accept it because I have no choice. That is the right thing to say. Be honest. Don't live in any kind of conceptual thought. This is how I must train myself to think. Because if you're going to train yourself to think, then you're far away from reality. Example, someone tells you something wrong. Do not go immediately sympathetic towards that person. Or do not come to the conclusion, oh, I am spiritual, I need to behave in such a manner. No. But at the same time, do not try and react to that person also. Do not abuse that person. Yes, of course, you're not supposed to do that. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to sit in silence with it and process everything, every dark corner of yourself from where whatever arises for that person. Whatever feelings are arising about him or her, whatever thoughts are arising about him and her, so that you can get a glimpse of what, who you truly are, not what you should be. Please, not what you should be. Who you truly are at this moment as you're processing it. Whatever fears you have about something, that also you can keep processing in this way. What happens with time is that as you bring more and more awareness to this feeling, to this process, to how thoughts are arising within you, what you are, immediately that awareness itself will drop those things. All that you term as negative, all that, that you term is not you, will actually be seen as not you, but not in the mind, as a real feeling. It's a very different thing, because here you have accumulated everything of you. You're not shying away from yourself. So that's why I'm saying burning is not about releasing. Burning is about accumulating. Accumulating fragmented pieces of yourself, of your psyche, of your memories, of your thoughts, all the broken humanness that is there within you, abandonment, all the feelings that are there. Don't reveal to anybody. Only with yourself. Make it the most intimate of all relationship that you have with yourself, because that's a fact. You have the most intimate relationship with yourself. Sit with it. Process it. Love it, what has been shown to you. No matter how you are judging yourself also that time, judge yourself. Don't stop anything. Let it flow. Let it go on. Let the fear be there. Let the anxiousness be there. Let the violence be there. Let everything be there. Everything. And just process it. Process it. Process it. And as you begin to process it, you see the light will come. It will drop all of that image on its own, because the mind will take tired to process it. And when the mind tires out, only then you have ample energy left to move into the self. Because otherwise, as long as the mind is not tired, it will find a way to move into some concept, into some conflict, into something. So as you start to process this and allow this thing to keep coming up, like the purging happened within you, this is a purging. You are accumulating everything. You're accumulating everything. You're accumulating everything, which is kind of purging. But you're not purging out. That's why we call imploding. We are imploding everything within. It's an inner purge. Inner purge, not an outer purge. It's not releasing anything. No, no, no. Nothing is released here. Releasing means you're fixing something. Releasing means that you're already feeling that some part of you is a problem. But I'm saying nothing about you is a problem. Absolutely nothing about you is a problem. And because you have considered that something was a problem, that has become a problem. And that is why there is a conflict. And as long as this conflict is there, you'll be involved resolving the conflict more than accumulating yourself. Please understand what I'm saying. Instead of accumulating yourself, you'll be trying to resolve the conflict. You know the conflict, no? I should be like this. This is not what I should be thinking. This is where I should be going. No, no, no. None of that. I am absolutely where I should be. These thoughts, howsoever negative that they are, these emotions, howsoever they are feeling for me, are mine. They are me. Now what? There is no escape from yourself. And for the first time, you'll be able to see yourself truly, not wanting to run into something, not want to escape from something. But you have completely accumulated all parts of yourself. And what happens when that happens? As you keep accumulating it, and as long as you don't tire processing it, and the mind tires. See, you don't tire, the mind tires. Two different things. You don't tire, the mind tires. And when the mind tires, that's the thing. That's the key. That's the key. Understand? The mind tires. We'll see when that happens. But in between, when the mind tires, you will tire. You will tire. But till that time, when a time comes when the mind tires and you don't tire, in between there will be times, many times, when the mind tires and you tire. Because the identification of the mind is there. And so the process is not complete. So it's going to take time to burn the process, to turn. It's going to take time continuously. Because you associate the mind to be yourself. Oh, I am very tired. Why? The mind feels tired. It's different, but you are not the mind. But that time when you're burning, you will feel, I am the mind. And so now I need to take some rest. So what you're going to do that time, till you don't come to a stage where the mind and you are different, distinct, as seen as different, where the mind tires and you don't tire. Till that time, you got to bring again the mind to step number one, what we did. So after burning, you go back to churning again. That's very important. Why? Now the churning is a different kind. If you see, when we did this meditation, the first we did churning, then we brought into a memory burning. Then I told you, do the churning again. Remember, I told you, do the churning again. Why? Because you accumulated parts of yourself together, small parts of yourself together, brought into one place. Now what are you going to do with that energy? If you're going to leave the energy in burning only, you will keep burning, and then what? You overburn yourself. Do not overburn. Set a limit, a boundary. After you have burned, then go back into churning again. That's very important. This churning that you do now, after that, is of different quality than the first churning. And you will see the difference. I can tell you. So understand, you will see yourself. The first churning that we did, then the burning, And then the third time when we are doing, the second time when we do the churning again, that time the churning will be of different quality. You will see yourself. Why? Because you have accumulated all of yourself, or partly, because your some parts of it has still left, will be left, which we will continue doing this journey. But howsoever you can collect part of yourself, you'll be collecting. And then when you churn, and deeply as you churn into yourself, you will break the attachment to that vasana. You'll break, it will give direction. It will give direction. Burning does not burn the vasana. Burning only accumulates all the vasanas together. And what burns the vasana is the second time that you churn. The second time. And this time when you churn, it's like you break through the door strongly. Why? Because there's more energy. As long as there was small energy of asking, who am I? Me. Okay, this is me. It's a small thud. Small. Small. A little kriya pranayam. Small. But now as you burn, you have ample energy, more strength, more power. The mind has been defeated by processing that. But the consciousness, the awareness is stronger than the mind. And that time when you are bringing all the energy towards inside, that time when you give it a strong inside thrust within yourself, it will break completely that door. And that time you will not slip into it. You joyously move into it forever. That's what I want for all of you. That's why what we have done in CBA, churning, burning and affirming, is the scientific way to move faster into the goal of self-realization. Wherein not just churning, we equate it by churning, burning, churning, and then last is affirming, in which after we have churned, we sit and accumulate everything that we have felt in our hearts. We try to move into the heart and the feel. You can say the right side of the heart, or wherever you feel in the area of the chest, staying there for some time. You do not move out of churning immediately. After churning, you just go out and start walking. No. Wait for 5 minutes at least to be in the state of affirming. This is the practice. Now, very important point is, do I have to burn every time, every day? No, you don't have to burn every day. You have to churn every day and affirm every day. These are the two things that you have to do every day. Burning is not a practice. Burning is what happens to you when you start churning. At that time, some situations will always happen. The churning will get you to burn through situations around you. At that time, you should burn. So please do not include burning as a part or make it a habit of your regular meditations. Oh, I need to remember something from my past. It is an example I was giving, or an example of how to burn. It does not mean that you go back 15 years, what happened to Smriti or this thing, or 5 years, what happened, or few days, what happened, because there is no energy there. You'll feel nothing there. Nothing. Because you have already gone through that phase. You might feel a slight little push, little thing, and when it is there, but it has no energy. What really has energy is something that happens to you in your life, immediately at that present moment. Either with your health or relationship or with a friend or a colleague or with your boss or anything like that. And when that happens, that's the time to recognize that that's an opportunity to burn. When that happens, sit with it. Accumulate everything what's happening within you. Try to process everything. And then move again, like I said, don't move in this heart, straight into the heart. First do the churning again. Again do the churning. Or ask to whom it is happening. Either the two ways. Number one, number two. method that are given. And then you move into the heart and see the difference. So I have explained to you the exact map of what you need to do. 20 minutes in a day. If you take out burning, it's maybe just 20 minutes in a day. And if you take burning, it could go to 30 or 35 minutes. But don't overburn yourself, because what happens, some people, they start only because they start to keep burning, and they forget churning. They completely forget churning. I have noticed this because my emphasis also on bringing humanness into your life. They start only identifying with the burning part, but burning means you are getting more energy. But what are you going to do with that energy? You have to direct that energy somewhere. Otherwise, it will become emotions. It will become only play of emotions. And you might identify yourself as being a victim. You will feel sorrowful. You will not feel good continuously burning. So I'm saying, make the balance. Proper balance should be there. You have to do churning. That's number one. Either you do Kriya Pranayama, that is Ujjayi, or you do the inquiry in your meditation or in your waking state. Simple. Number one rule. Two, when the burning opportunity arises, take it with folded hands. Bring it to yourself. Take time. Take 15-20 minutes of burning. And then, most important thing after that, don't just sit with burning, churn after that. Even if the mind doesn't cooperate that time and wants to keep burning because it kind of enjoys that self-victimizing kind of thing. Don't fall for that. I'm warning you. It has solved its purpose. Once you have taken, accumulated all of yourself or that self, those fragmented parts of yourself which you feel need to be collected at this time, please then start to churn. Because the purpose of our is to bring that part of ourself right into the self. I'm telling you, that's how you should be doing it. You churn after that and then you come and affirm. Sit for another 5 to 7 minutes in your meditation and that's it. 20 to 30 minutes in a day is all that you... This is the how to do this protocol. If anybody has any question, we are already 10 minutes late with our schedule, but I will like to take one question or two questions so that it's clear if anybody has a question. Does anybody have a question about this? How to do, or is it clear? Clear to Ryan, okay. Joanne has question? No? Anybody? Tina? No. Lalit also doesn't have a question. Surprising. Lalit? Oh, you have a question. There you go.
I always have a question.
Yeah.
What happens?
You have earned a great name for yourself.
I always have a question, Rajivji. in all my churning, I think I get very, very extremely stiff in my head.
Hmm.
And I think I've asked you before also. I think it never releases. It's always stays very, very, very like tight. And like as I don't even know how to explain the feeling. I don't even know what to explain. It's just somewhere in my head it gets like not very tight, probably behind the nose or above the jaws or just at the back of the skull somewhere.
So I believe when you say churning, you're talking about Ujjayi.
Ujjayi, that's right.
Correct. Okay. So
it's like every time I breathe in and it gets stiff.
Very good.
When I breathe out, it doesn't release. So next week, it more stiff. Yeah. So every time it just keeps getting stiffer.
Building up.
Yeah.
But that's what we call about raising the life force, right? That's what
but it doesn't leave me with any pleasant feeling. It just leaves me like just stiff.
Does it leave you with a headache?
No, that's funny. I don't have a headache. It doesn't reach my head. It's somewhere like between nose and skull, like more what do you call that part? Like, you know, the
stiff medulla.
Medulla, yes.
That's where it starts paining you a bit. Slightly not paining, but stiffness there.
No, it's not a pain, it's stiffness, like a tension, like a pull. That's what I said.
Yeah. So, okay, that's good, not a problem. I want to ask you, how much are you doing?
How much I do?
Pranayam means Ujjayi, how many are you doing?
It's all random, Rajivji. I'm traveling in the train, I'll just do it like 5, 10, 15 or just keep looking at it. It's not that I do Ujjayi or Kushan. I think it's more like I just follow whatever comes. So I'm sitting in the train or I'm sitting in the bus or I'm just walking. I'll start breathing till I forget. So I don't know how much I do. I do till I lose consciousness. And then I don't even know what I'm doing. Then when I remember, I start doing it again. And then I don't know when I lose consciousness again. So if I'm in the office and if I'm taking a walk, to grab a water, I'll say, let's do it while I'm taking a walk. But then somebody will interrupt me and will start asking me questions and I'll forget. So I don't follow any particular path.
Okay. I will write to you about this. I know your remedy. I will write to you about this.
I don't even know if I need a remedy. I don't know. Is this a process? Is what happens?
That's what I was going to write to you.
No, I'm not saying I need a remedy.
That is what I was going to write to you. That you don't need anything.
Okay.
That you're fine. Absolutely fine. This is what people want. What you have. So you slip out of consciousness. You go into consciousness. You go into that, say, and then when you get up, you have this little energy that is stored. That's good. That's fine. It will have its release when it has to have its release. Don't. It is affecting your human body. Little bit, and you feel that it is not you feel that it is not welcome in somehow for you.
It's
been a long time. It has been a long time, and you don't have a release from that. That's what you're trying to say.
I feel I've hit a roadblock. I don't know anything else about spirituality. This is any spiritual practice I do, it ends there, and that's it. I'm not experiencing anything, oneness, or how can I have a oneness? This is like a complete duality. Like, you know, I can, this is real too. There is no one. This is and everything else. So like, how do I put it? Like, I have the sense that I'm not doing any spiritual progress, like for months. Like I have no interest in doing heart freeze because it's so intense in the head. I have no interest in doing a burning or heart freeze or anything else because even if I sit and burn and I say, oh, I bring some thoughts, it's like, you know, your head is paining so much and you want to bring your concentration in your, like if your leg is paining so much and you're bringing your concentration to your head. The mind keeps going to that point. So even if I have to burn, even if I have to bring my attention to the heart, I can't bring it anywhere else. It just naturally, without effort, stays in my head.
No.
All the time.
But I don't remember telling burning is only in the heart.
Not in the heart. I'm saying even to bring some thought. So let's say something.
What did we speak today? Today we have said that burning is not about bringing anything into your mind. It is not a practice that you're doing. But right now you're going through a burning, whether you don't realize it or not. You don't even realize it, but you're already going into burning. You see what I mean?
I see the unconscious burning. I think the conscious burning is a bit challenging for me.
No, I'm not talking about where. What is conscious burning and unconscious burning? What is conscious burning?
Means unconscious creating. Burning is...
What do you mean conscious burning, unconscious burning? I didn't get that.
Well, so unconscious burning is whatever happening. I'm not doing anything. It's effortless, right? Conscious burning will be where I have to deliberately bring some incident into
Just, no. But we just spoke that we are not going to do that practice of bringing because it has no purpose, right? We just said that, right? Right now, I just said to everybody, did everybody hear that or no? Or did I just said it in my mind? I said that burning should not be done unless and until there is a situation that warrants it. You're not going to make it like a sitting kind of a meditation. Oh, I need to burn, right? So in your case, Lalit, you're already burning. This is a part of you that you seem to have rejected in the past.
I don't know. However much I accept, I have been accepting it for months, not months, like years now, like that.
Have you sat with
this
it?
This is happening. This is okay. Yeah. This is okay. But it's yes. getting boring. It's probably taking me away from any kind of meditation.
How do you know it is taking away from meditation?
I don't even do it.
So fine. So when that happens to you, next time, you just sit with it and burn with it. You have a particular thought that you are having, your head is becoming big like something. It is paining from behind. There is an energy there. Sit with it. Lie down and do the little churning. As you churn more, it will become more and more. You will feel the pressure and you might feel your head is exploding. But I'll assure you it won't.
No, I have no fear of exploding. Even if it explodes, that's fine. I'm so bored right now.
Now so that's good. So we agree with one thing is yeah. that you will don't mind it to explode, right? Yeah.
I don't mind, but I something has to move forward. I haven't seen anything. It just stops. There's no. I don't even. I hear a lot of things. I read a lot of things from a lot of things. But I'm kind of stuck in one point for probably months right now. So
right. And you're not doing the burning, and you're not doing the heart freeze, and you're stuck.
And there is no blissful feeling or there's no pleasant feeling. There's no blissful.
And you're not doing the burning and you're not doing the heart freeze and yes. you're stuck and you don't have the bliss.
That's right.
Does it make something? Does it ring something? Does it feel something? Does it tell you something?
Yeah, I'm rejecting
that
anything,
you need
right?
to do, that you need to do the burning, that you need to do the heart freeze, that you need to be open to this, that you don't have to feel that this is that you're not making enough progress. That is, you have to remove that from your mind. You have to remove that from your mind completely. You'll have to take this as you're a bit frustrated, to be honest.
Yes.
And you know, at your stage, I was also the same thing. I was extremely frustrated because I didn't feel that I'm making my journey from the top of my head back into my being. I don't feel anything.
Well,
it feels like a coconut, which has nothing inside. That's what it felt like to me for years.
Well, the problem is this, that you tell all these things that it's going to go down, it's going to be hard. All this appears to me just like an alien thing. It's like, you know, it has happened to somebody. There is no way it can ever happen to me. That's how it feels.
So now you're only imposing on yourself that it will happen. Then how I can help you?
That's the thought comes in. It's just that I'm not putting it. It just effortlessly thoughts come in.
Okay, so if the thoughts are coming, the emotions are coming, whatever are coming, bring it. What is the process that has been told is that you just sit with it and process it and allow it to just do what it wants to do, right? And I understand that you are not feeling that you're making that big inroad. You're not making that big strive inside. I can tell you, you will.
Okay.
Do you believe?
I'm just hanging along. I'm not saying I'm not.
No.
I know.
I'll tell you the reason why it's not happening. It's because somehow, you have not. Like I said, I can give you a theory that part of you still is missing. You're not completely accumulating it, or you have gone into it and you must have gone out of it. You must have moved into that territory which you feel is you. You may not have completely gone into it. Think about it.
Okay.
Feel about it. Sit with it again.
I can offline set up some time with you.
No. Don't worry. This is very interesting. Very interesting. I know. I tell you. I know Daniel here. He knows that he had something of resistance. Do you want to talk about it, Ujjay? Do you want to share that? About the Ujjay thing? He can't talk because he's in the same room. He's in the same room as mine. So he believed that he could not. I told him to do Ujjayi in front of me. He was completely felt blissful. being with me and being in his own heart. Few days back, I told him to do Ujjayi, and I'm sharing this with complete without taking his permission. But I thank you, Daniel. He said that I have his permission. But when I said to him that do the Ujjayi, he could not do 5-10 Ujjayis. He could not. Okay? And then he broke down like that. I can't do this. I can't do this. And I said, why? What happened to you? I think I have had an attack. I'm having a panic attack or something. I can't do this. This is not for me. And I said, Daniel, it is for you. Don't worry. It will happen. You'll do it. You'll do it. And he said, no, I don't think so. I said, you will. Trust me, you will. I said, I am here with you. Start doing again. He did 108 on not stopping. 108. Without stopping. Ask him. He's here. And he did 108 twice a day, which he's doing. I didn't tell him to do 108. But this man is doing 108 in a day. Twice a day. So I'm telling you, nothing of that is impossible. We are creating within ourselves some things because our mind gives us this illusion. If something breaks within me or something feels alien to me or something feels, this is not according to me, this is not what I should be feeling at that time, I feel, no. I can't do this. It's too much. We have this concept thinking like that. We should not have this thinking. Trust me, you'll be able to do heart freeze. Lalit, nothing will happen to you. But do it. Do at least some of it in a day. Do your Ujjayi. Don't leave it. What is happening? You're going to the stage and then you're not making the big step that needs to be done. So don't do this way. Discipline is important. Do some Ujjayi, something. And I understand your frustration. We all go through frustration that, we're not making that big inroad inside, or we're not making that big thing that we need to. There's no progress that is seen. The reason the progress is not there, and I'm keeping saying again and again, is because we have avoided or ignored the teaching. We have ignored our churning. We have either ignored the burning, which means collecting all of ourselves, and then abiding in ourselves. There is no other reason why we will not make progress. Simple. And don't say, it is someone's experience and it's not, could not be mine. That way you're limiting yourself to what it is. It will be 100%. This is a story that just came 3 days back. So I'm telling you, just 3 days back. And I didn't even know for 2 months he was not doing Ujjayi. He was here in Mumbai but not doing Ujjayi. He was not doing churning. All he was doing was being with me and doing the burning. For hours he spent on burning. And I told him, why you're spending so much time on burning when you should be churning? See? See? That's what it is. Right? Okay?
Okay.
Do this. Do this and let me know how it goes. Write to me.
Write to you.
Yeah, of course. Please be in touch. Write to me. I am concerned. So please let me know. If you all don't tell me what is happening, what is missing, if bliss is missing, something's missing, write to me. No, you are members. You should always write to me what it is, or take your time, take my time with me and do it and talk. Because this is this thing. You should say whatever is happening. We'll help. I will help you. Have to help you. Just let me know. Please do the heart freeze. You can do it. I know it. Okay. Well,
with the heart freeze, the problem what happens is that day or 2 days it will be great, but after that, you know, my back and my neck goes into a really bad shape. Like, you know, I can't even move. You know, I think.
Have you gone to the gym?
Never. Ever? I don't know. I'm extremely lazy guy.
So that explains it. Now see, what happens is if you go to the gym, that time when you are taking the weights, That time we all feel like bodybuilders, that we are veterans. We pump as much iron as there. Give me that weight. Give me that weight. No problem. This looks very good. That looks very good. But after 2 days, when the bicep starts paining and the tricep starts giving way and the shoulders start to ache, that time you say, should not have done that much. Maybe that time I was feeling very good, but after. So the after effect of anything is always going to take practice. So you do for 2 days and 3 days. And then for the next few days, it is going to be little uncomfortable. Little bit is going to be there. Something is going to be there because you're moving your head. So this much will pain, that will little bit. So you will have to bear some pain. Little bit. And then you get to the place where you are easily able to do it for a long period of time. But at least try. This is one of the most advanced techniques that are given to you all. Do it, Baba.
Okay.
All right. Any more question? Last question and then I leave. Anybody? No? Okay. But I hope everybody of you understood. Yes? Okay. Good. 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 Fantastic. Prashant? Samajh mein aaya ekdam? Okay, good. Great. All right. So, we will see each other soon. I love you all very much. Right? See you. Pranam. Pranam.